You know, we grew up in a time where Congress people were kind of untouchable, and they lived in a world that you could only kind of see through the lens of network news. There wasn't cable news widely accessible in the 80s, the 90s when we were growing up. And now we have, it's a celebrity status of sorts from people who are in Congress. And today on our YouTube poll, we're asking if you've ever fallen asleep on the job, because if a congressperson fell asleep during a vote in 1992, chances are there'd be no video of it. I mean, C-SPAN would still exist, so maybe the video would possibly be out there, but I don't think you'd get the visual.
In 92, that might have been, maybe. Either that's a news story on every local news channel as they're just going to break because it's not really a big thing, or it doesn't touch it at all.
Yeah, I don't. Like, maybe everybody was sleeping in the 90s. maybe that's just the way people rolled in the 80s, the 90s, everything before that. But now with social media, even if that story happened before, A, the internet, and then B, of course, follow-up to the internet is social media, stuff like this would happen. And it wouldn't, if you have an image, and even more so a video of something like this happening, that is hugely damning and damaging politically. Because the next time Debbie Dingell is up for election, and she's in the House, which means she's up for election every 2 years. I mean, those political ads write themselves.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's going to be a verb. It's going to be called getting dingled. What? What?
Weird. It makes me think of the Diddy case, but I don't want to talk about that.
You don't
want
to talk about that either?
I do, but I don't. It's too complicated.
Were any of them getting dinged?
It depends on what your definition of the word dingle is. So we've got Congress people now who are celebrities. We've got people who are in Congress, and they can utilize social media, you know, of course, to the detriment of Debbie Dingell and these fortunate other two people. One of them's name is Moore. He's the Republican. But the other folks don't have as memorable of names. So even we have forgotten them. But there were an Illinois Democrat, Debbie Dingell from Michigan, and then Moore, who is the Republican. All three in the last 36 hours have fallen asleep on the job. And the internet and social media is going to be very much detrimental to them in the coming days, potentially the next election. Then you have Congressman Tim Burchett from Tennessee, and he uses the internet for businesses like this.
How can you assure the American people Medicaid won't be cut?
How can you assure your Nana that you still support her after she told you that chocolate milk is not coming around the house?
The chocolate milk is not what?
How can you support your Nana after she tells you chocolate milk doesn't come from brown cows?
Okay.
Also a congressman.
Yeah, he didn't fall asleep, though, that we know of.
This is a guy. So, you know, if you have seen this video, or if you're able to see it here with us, the interesting thing about this, if you've never been to Washington, D.C., this is one of the things that I consider the most beneficial to my experience. This was the third time I've been to D.C. in a year. The first time was with my son's eighth grade trip. First time I'd ever been, and did 2 nights, 3 days, 100% of the time, like tourist, just the full on tourist. Like, we went to Gettysburg and did a bus tour through Gettysburg and everything, which is not in D.C., obviously. But I loved that my first experience there was just a guided tour the whole time. And then the next time, my husband and I went in July, and we picked and chose the things that you could just walk into or get to yourself and experience, like the Lincoln Memorial and so on and so forth. But having been at the Capitol and walked around there and understand how accessible this guy would be, Congressman Burchett, on the streets of D.C., you know, like this guy who's obsessed with Burchett keeps following him around. And so he's got to be thinking of his next shot that he's going to take, the congressman, at this guy when he shows up. And then he's like, I'm going to make a joke about chocolate milk coming from brown cows. And then it's on the internet. And then we're talking about it. It's a powerful thing, the internet. It is. The YouTube live chat poll for today is, have you ever fallen asleep on the job? Yes or no? Is Ethan coming back in? Or is he still helping?
He's supposed to come back in.
Get back in here, Ethan.
Yeah.
What?
The other situation is solved.
Okay. Ethan. Okay. Is he sleeping?
He might be.
He was. We woke him up.
Wake up! Oh, there he is. Are you drinking chocolate milk? You goofball.
That was fast.
Yeah, it was very fast. Did you just have that? That's so crazy. Brad's sabotaging you. Ryan, we'll ask you first. So we've seen it happen in Congress. If it can happen in Congress, it can happen anywhere. You ever fallen asleep on the job?
I'm proud to report that I have not.
Stop never? It.
I have never fallen asleep on the job. However.
Yeah, there's a big butt coming in here.
There's a giant butt.
And it's yours.
Yeah, barely fit it through the door.
Oh.
This turn is interesting because I have seen somebody fall asleep on the job
yeah.
once. And it was in broadcasting.
Here?
And they, no.
Was it me?
It was not here and it
okay.
was not you. It was in broadcasting. He was not on the air,
mm-hmm.
but we were in a meeting with the whole staff.
So he fell asleep in a meeting?
He fell asleep in a meeting.
Oh, man.
And they did the whole Moore thing where they went to him. Okay, your turn. I won't say his name.
Did they know he was sleeping?
No. I think he was just kind of leaning down and they went to him and like, oh, your turn to talk for whatever it was. And it was like...
Do you know if the circumstances of John Doe
okay.
at said broadcasting meeting... Was there anything going on in his life that kind of explained? If you've got
a new dad,
if you got a new baby at home, I think you can fall asleep anywhere once, maybe twice, and people will totally understand it. Maybe you've got a family member that you're taking care of, or a particular extenuating circumstance that might cause you to doze off because you're still showing up to work, but you're burning the candles completely at both ends. Did this guy have any of that?
No.
Okay.
Not anything. I mean, he might have had some stuff going on,
but I don't think it was anything anybody knew about. But you've never fallen asleep at work.
I've never fallen asleep. And the other time that it was a temptation was I worked at a few golf courses before I got into my career. And there was a really wonderful place up in the rafters where all the cart boys said, there needs to be a bed right there.
Mm.
And then somebody went up into the rafters because it was easy to get to. There was like a way you could kind of hop, hop, hop and uh-huh. get up there. Somebody actually went up into the rafters at this golf course and put a plank with a bed. Now, the rumor was that among all of us cart boys was that... Sometimes one of the guys would go up there. Now, I never saw him do it.
Was the bed for sleeping?
Yeah, it was for sleeping.
Okay, just checking.
Not, yeah.
You know, the cart boys, you know.
No, and let me tell you why it couldn't have been anything else and why it was even dangerous
a
to
little
sleep
fragile.
Up there. It was a narrow plank, and there was a little bed on there.
Yeah.
But if you fell asleep,
and
you could die. And so anything else that was going on up there was not possible.
Okay.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Brad?
I've never fallen asleep at work, but I have fallen asleep at school on multiple occasions, and it always ends up with the rest of the class, and sometimes the teacher included, pranking me.
Really?
Yes.
Uh-oh, here comes another bad
so
Brad
you, are
story.
Are you like snoring sleeping?
I don't know, because I'm asleep.
Time out. Ryan, do you snore?
Yes.
A lot? Like, is it?
It's pretty bad.
Brad, do you snore?
I used to up until August, and then Dr. Hardiman fixed that for me.
And
so
you don't snore at all anymore?
I don't snore anymore. My wife pointed that out.
Ethan, do you snore?
More like super light, like very heavy breathing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So did you snore super, that was before August.
Well,
did you snore in class?
Yeah.
Oh, no!
Oh, Brad!
That's not good!
Yeah, it's bad. One time, they all just got up and left. That's one of the ones the teacher was in on. They all just got up and left.
Is this how many times? Wait, what year?
Junior year?
What class?
Was it a history? It was a history class.
Were the lights out?
No.
They left the note. They left the note on the chalkboard.
Listen, I was working at Taco Bell and there were late night shifts. Wouldn't get off till 11.
A lot of things on Taco Bell today.
Listen, man, my life in high school, my life consisted of going to Taco Bell to work and going to school, and that was
and
about
going
it.
To Taco Bell to eat.
Yeah, well, I just ate while I was there working. So, but yeah, it was a late night shift, and I didn't get out of work until 12:30, and then you get home, and you can't just go home and fall asleep because you stink.
I'm surprised that they let you they let you work that late.
You stink of Mexican
at that age.
Food.
Your class should have all left articles of clothing around so that you thought the rapture had happened.
It's not something you're getting on any other show, on any other station in this market.
I don't know if it actually would happen that way.
If you come to the radio for rapture content.
But that's the way it was in Left Behind.
It's coming from Ryan, not for me.
If you turn on the stream and there's just clothes laying in our chairs.
If you had woken up and
I'm not
oh my God, they're all gone.
I'm not a believer in the rapture. So do you go naked?
Well, that's the way Left Behind portrayed it. So that's the way it must be.
Or you could have woken up and everybody could have taken off their clothes but stayed.
There are two Left Behinds. The first one was with Kirk Cameron in the 90s, and that's the one with all the clothes. I don't remember the Nicolas Cage one.
So Kirk Cameron, they didn't go naked in Kirk Cameron's, right?
Well, if you got raptured, you were naked in heaven, I guess.
Why?
I don't know. That was a wardrobe choice they made in the movie.
That's quite a choice, Kirk. I thought
better of him. I don't know that he was the one making
that
choice.
Well, I think he was making choices.
Maybe. But in the second one, this is the reboot of Left Behind, Nicolas Cage's version. Has anybody
Left
seen
behind
that one?
That's
again.
The one that I have
Left Behind,
seen.
Nick's version.
Now, there's a whole bunch of Left Behind.
Is that Armageddon?
Tribulation Force and all the other ones. But the new one, the reboot.
Didn't see this being part of this conversation today. I don't know anything about this. This is very helpful.
The Nicolas Cage version, it's really just an action movie. There's not much
it's
theological
so,
content
so
in it
bad.
At all.
So you're telling me in the Nicolas Cage movie, you're raptured with your clothes?
I don't
and
remember.
And in the Kirk Cameron one, you're raptured without your clothes?
I can't tell you for a fact that you don't have your clothes in the Nicolas Cage one either.
Again, I'm not a person who believes in the idea of the rapture. However, I'd be curious what scripture is used to suggest that maybe we all go naked.
I don't know that there's a specific scripture that references the clothing.
Sounds fishy to me. That is quite an editorial decision. But what if everybody went and they were in the nude?
I'm trying to find some images. I see a lot of
gnarly.
A lot of nice screenshots, but I don't see any of the clothing.
I think that the funniest thing to do was when the rapture happens, if you get raptured, you go to heaven with your clothes. If you don't get raptured, then you get to lose your clothes.
Dang it!
It's like just your clothes
get raptured. Heaven.
So everybody who's left here is just naked.
Well, that would be a separate theological event.
It sounds to me as editorial as the other decision.
Yep. The people that were left behind should have lost everything. Because Nicolas Cage said so. I'm looking at images right now, and I cannot find. Oh yeah, okay. Nicolas Cage Left Behind. There's clothes. It says the end is near. The end is here, and there's clothes on the ground. No people.
Now, are you googling Kirk Cameron naked rapture? That might never have been Googled before. That might be the first time a phrase has ever been Googled.
I wasn't, but now I will.
Robert and Steve might be calling you into their office later.
Kirk Cameron.
Melissa, we found some interesting thing.
Tell me more about this
search
rapture.
History during one of the later segments of the show today.
Ethan, what? Have you ever fallen asleep on the job?
Yes.
Have you ever fallen asleep on this job? Ooh. There's a hesitation.
Maybe.
Maybe?
Kind of.
So
it's
I
like
know
a dozing.
I know that in the last year when you were working with the Cardinals that you were running in a million directions and that can take a toll.
Yeah, those were like 15-hour days. Those
what
are
is
long.
What's the worst sleeping
okay,
on the job
so
story
I'll,
you have?
I'll start with so my first
if
job
worst, I mean
one
best.
Of one of my first jobs was working as a at the Village of Bethalto Public Works.
Uh-huh.
So you're there
it's
at
one of those
7
government
at,
jobs
you're
that you're
there
sleeping
at,
on. You're just
at,
like the
you're
Congress
there at
people.
7 and you're weed eating all day. And if you get a break and you have a pause in like, you know, the tasks that you have to do, then you are just slumping in the truck.
Yeah.
Like just
you need
hiding.
To get doged.
Huh?
For all that sleeping on the job.
Yeah, actually one time we were just sitting there it's Steve Bryant Park.
Yeah.
On Cope Lane in Bethalto.
Uh-huh.
And we were sitting there in the truck. We had just finished. We were just waiting to go to the next spot. And a guy walks up to us that I knew. And he says, "So this is what my tax dollars are being used for."
That was probably.
And I looked. I was like, "Dude, I'm 16. Shut up. Please, dude."
That man went on to be Chip
was
Roy.
Was your response really, "I'm 16?
No, that's what I said after, maybe with a couple of other choice words. But after, but during, I was just
you
like.
You cussed at him?
No, I said after when he walked away.
Yeah.
But during,
it's
I was like.
We're not
I was
even
just
listening.
Like, I was just kind of like, yeah, that's, yeah. Okay. What am I supposed to say? It's a dude that's three times my age, like, passive aggressively saying that to me. I didn't know what to do. I'm 16.
I fell asleep in class a lot, and I've talked on the air about now being a bad sleeper. I've always been able to stay up really late, and then always been really tired in the morning. So I slept in class a lot. I never had anything embarrassing happen to me. A lot of the, like, you jump in your seat and then you try to play it off like you have an itch on your ankle or something like that, or you're resting on your hand and your hand falls and you sit right up and you're like, did anyone see that? And you're like, of course, everybody saw that. But half the class was sleeping too.
So I got to share my most recent one.
Yeah.
I'm outing myself a little bit here. So this was not long ago.
During Sue's News.
No way!
So you guys had a guest on. And I was done with all of my tasks getting ready for the Mark Reardon show, which occurs right after this. And I said, you know what? Like, there's nothing going on right now. I slept terribly. I'm like, I'm gonna just kind of lean back in my chair for a minute. And I'm just going to get comfy just for a second. You know, I'm just going to, you know,
how
close my eyes for a second.
This
was in like the last like 4 weeks. I was like, all right, I'm just a couple minutes. I just like, this will get me through the next like few hours. And the next thing I know, I hear Steve Moore saying, you getting comfy there? Something like that. Are we boring you to
You're
sleep?
Like, no, you could do a lot
like,
more for the comfort
no,
in this chair.
All. Not at all. I was like, oh, God, that was terrible.
Steve's
I'm never doing that again.
Steve's not the guy you want to have find you sleeping.
No. That is our boss, by the way.
Yeah.
If you don't know who that is.
So, thankfully, I was like just kind of dozing. I wasn't like out cold because as soon as I heard the footsteps and I heard, I was like wired. I was immediately wide awake. But it was still enough that, like, you know, he made a comment. I was like, oh, that sucks. So, Steve, if you're hearing this, you know, I'm a hard worker and I love my job and I appreciate everyone here.
We appreciate Ethan. You're good even when you're sleeping. We'll take it. All right. Trisha coming in. Is that right?
Yes.
Annie, are you okay next? We haven't done this in a couple weeks.
Quick update. Kirk Cameron, Naked Rapture, does not produce much that's interesting. There's some pictures of his childhood home and stuff.
Depends
I don't know.
On,
it's weird.
Depends on what kind of content you find interesting, I suppose.
Yeah. There's some old footage of him from...
Hey. Make me a deal.
Sitcoms where he's on the phone being cute.
If you find any more interesting content... Just keep it to yourself. No more updates. We're good on that. Trisha in studio with us for Annie, Are You Okay? Next. Nothing's gonna happen. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Our YouTube live chat poll is close today. Go to the Annie Fry YouTube channel. Come say hi and tell us, have you ever fallen asleep on the job? Like the people in Congress. Trisha's in here with us. Hi, Trisha.
Hi, Annie and crew.
Have you ever fallen asleep on the job?
I have. Yeah, back in the day, those mornings were very, very tough when I was in my early 20s.
How many years did you produce the morning show on the station?
10. 10 on site. Yeah. And that was like it depended on my level of motivation. As when I like grew in my career, I'd get here at 3 probably. So by, you know, 7, you've been working for a while and that fatigue starts to set in, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not great.
If you never fell asleep, if you said you never did, I wouldn't have believed you.
Yeah. Well, and there was a couple of times where it happened involuntarily. Like I'd be working in the back in a dark studio. Just
you never fell asleep
podcasts.
While you're running the board, did you?
No, I have not done that. I have not done that. Not sleeping at the wheel. But then there were the times where I was so tired, but I had a meeting or something I had to go to in an hour. So I voluntarily slept.
Back then, did you call that dingling or is that something we just do now?
That's new.
That's
to
more
me,
recent.
At least.
Okay.
Yeah.
Annie, are you okay? You ready for it? All right.
And now it's time to play Is Annie Okay With This?
New Orleans police find naked man in display shed at Lowe's.
Rapture?
On Mother's Day of all days.
No, that's just a clothing rapture. He was still here. He was in a shed.
That might be what happened.
How awful if everybody all of a sudden was naked.
What do you do in that, like,
you get
hide?
In the shed.
Yeah.
That's what he thought had happened.
That's what he thought happened. I don't think that's what he thought. Authorities were dispatched to New Orleans Lowe's after they received a call about a naked man in one of the tool sheds. When they arrived, they had to search several before they found him. He was naked, but there was also Vaseline and an electronic device nearby.
Oh, no.
What do you mean electronic device?
Was it like
that's
a power washer?
I don't know. Or a phone. I don't know. I was the same way. Like, what are we doing in there? He was arrested.
Can't imagine why.
Yeah. Without incident. So that's kind of the end of the
can't
story. But Annie,
commercial.
Are you okay with hardware stores?
Hardware stores? Yes.
Oh, good. Wait, I have a question for you.
Sure.
Was he repentant?
Nate, you know what? That's really between you.
Oh, boy. See?
Was he repentant?
Was he repentant of his crimes? That's what you do, you know? You repent.
Is it Rapture Joe?
During the closed rapture. UK employee compared to Darth Vader at work wins $40,000 in compensation.
He works in media.
Employees, it's a she. Employees at the National Health Services Blood
and Transplant Sector. So it was a sexist thing.
Sector. Well, they were asked to take a personality, Star Wars themed personality test as team building exercise.
Whoa.
This did not go the way the company had hoped.
I'm sorry, but there has never been a good team building exercise in existence.
Trust balls.
Moreover, the woman in question had actually stepped out of the room to take a phone call, and her colleagues took the test for her. The results concluded she was like Darth Vader.
This is exactly what you guys would do to me.
I don't know why we haven't done this.
If you do it tomorrow, it's not going to be as funny as it would have been if you did it yesterday. But you would totally do that to me.
Yeah, we'll do that to you.
So it was a team building exercise.
They had to take a personality quiz, and there was like 16 different options they could fall into, all Star Wars character
related.
And
this was put into motion by the business?
The company. Yeah,
and
thinking
so the company,
it would be fun.
The company put into existence the opportunity for someone to find out they're Darth Vader?
Well, in fairness, Darth Vader was described in the quiz as a very focused individual who could accelerate team synergy.
What?
But the woman got her feelings hurt.
So was Hitler.
The woman got her feelings hurt and a court involved, and she was awarded $40,000 for detriment.
From the company?
Yeah.
How long did it go on? Was it just that day, or was it like weeks later they're still doing the Imperial March when she walks by?
That I don't know.
She's still working there.
She worked there, stuff.
She worked there for a month after, and she said that this was part of the reason she quit, is how it was worded.
See, okay. The natural inclination here is to feel sorry for her, I think.
No.
Nah, not me.
Yeah, me either.
I think that's crazy.
Yeah, she should have owned that.
I would have been like, heck yeah, I'm full of team
my own
synergy
speaker,
and focus.
So you think that she leaves the room to take a phone call and they do this to her and then they laugh at her, but you think she deserves it?
Now you're making it sound like bullying.
Yeah, you added the word deserves. I don't think she deserves
now
it.
Now you're throwing around, she's asking for it.
But once it happens, you just kind of go
along
with
it. I just think
that
if you do something like this to somebody and you know that they'll think it's funny, then it's funny. But if you can't do something like this to somebody, that at the end, it's not 100% guaranteed that they would laugh at it.
So I could do it to Ryan, but not Brad?
Yeah.
Well, now there's precedent, and I'd just sue the company.
Yeah. Ryan's like, would you please?
Yeah.
But I was thinking that the inclination would be to feel sorry for her that they would have done this to her, but then I was actually thinking, but what if she deserved it? So.
Well,
have you ever worked with somebody who's completely awful?
No,
not here. Not anybody.
No, never.
Here. Don't.
Never.
The court's involved.
Yeah.
Everybody's great.
No, not
everybody's
yeah.
Super
yeah.
Great.
Everybody's great.
It's a joy to come to work every day,
especially on record.
You're all like Han Solo if he's the best one.
The public airwaves.
Except Ethan. That guy's like Darth Vader.
He's more Anakin Skywalker, like pre-Darth.
Okay, early Darth.
Yeah, early. Annie,
okay.
Are you okay with personality tests?
Yeah, I like personality tests. I don't really need other people to take them for me. I'm not really digging that option. I am an INFP in the Myers-Briggs one. I love talking about Myers-Briggs personality tests. I think they're incredibly interesting. And you cannot talk about the Myers-Briggs test with people not going, that's not clinically accurate and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, there's probably a personality category for people like you. Do you know?
Vader.
Do you know what you are? We've done
I
this
think
before.
In Myers Briggs, I'm an OPP. Yeah, you know me.
I thought you were more AARP.
I regret my question.
So yes, that's it.
Hit the button.
Yeah. Woo! Kentucky mom shocked after son orders 70,000 dum dum suckers from Amazon. It was Ryan's mom. The woman says
dum dums aren't that good though.
They're better than you think.
The woman said, well, that's going to be the question, guys. Hold on. The woman said she tried stopping her 8-year-old when he told her he wanted to have a carnival and order them for his friends. She said no. But at some point, he had her phone and placed the order. 22 cases arrived before she realized.
He knew what he was doing?
Hmm? Yeah.
I like how she tried to stop him but couldn't.
Yeah,
there was no stopping.
I'm failing this.
No, don't do that. Don't order 10 cases of Dum Dums.
Oh, he did it.
What am I going to do now?
Don't you just send him back?
No, you just have the carnival at that point.
They actually let her keep most of the cases, but they refunded her the more than $4,000.
$4,000 for the Dum Dums is just angry. It makes me mad.
She has since changed the settings on her account. Annie, are you okay with Dum Dums?
Yeah, they're super small, which to give a Dum Dum to a kid, a lot of times that's what you get at the bank when they send stuff in for your kids.
It was always an exciting bank trip.
Yeah.
You got a Dum Dum.
I don't mind giving that treat out because it's not that significant of a piece of candy, but...
I always got safety pops.
What?
Remember those? They had the full... It was not just a stick.
Ooh, it was like the was circle loop, at the bottom. Those were good,
and it would get
too.
All mushy by the
Is
end.
That what they were called?
Safety
pops?
They were
pops?
Called safety pops.
Do they make those?
Because you couldn't swallow the stick if you were like a dumb kid.
If you were a dum-dum.
That's why they called Dum Dum.
Gen Z will almost always go for the spiciest thing on the menu, but can't always handle it.
Gen Z is Ethan's age.
Okay.
A recent study of 2,000 participants found that 18 to 28-year-olds have the highest tolerance for spicy food, with 40% claiming a high spice threshold. The research revealed that 1 in 10 younger
adults...
It's
because they don't have heartburn yet.
So true. So true.
Don't get her started.
Don't even get her started. I don't have heartburn either, but I know people are having some Prilosec near handy.
Some Omezperol. Go on.
The research revealed that 1 in 10 younger adults always chose the hottest item on the menu, and over half were willing to showcase their spice tolerance. Despite this, nearly half would pretend to enjoy spicy food to avoid appearing weak.
Yep. Yep. You know what I did once? This is a Buffalo Wild Wings story that has nothing to do with the one that we told earlier about Annie accosting that waitress.
I didn't.
But... I went to Buffalo Wild Wings. I think Omezperol got her.
Gone.
I don't know why.
Due to Annie. It's okay, Annie.
I want to go home.
Annie, are you okay?
She's not. No. Play the sound.
Are you
She's
okay,
not.
Annie?
She's not okay. There we go.
Okay.
I went to Buffalo Wild once when I was in college.
Buffalo Wild?
Or right after. I was right at that age. And I laughed so hard at something my friend said that a Caribbean jerk wing went up into my sinuses. And I couldn't get it out. I could not get it out. And I cried and cried, first because it was funny, and then because it was hot. I mean, having Caribbean jerk stuck up there and just kind of rattling around.
What'd you do?
I just kept trying to blow my nose, and then it became funny because
well,
Ryan can't get the wing
it and
out.
And then tried to push it out your nose?
Yeah, because it was way up there. And so it wasn't until like later that night when I got home and took a shower, I finally blew that thing
Gross.
Out.
How much of this wing was up there?
It was Whoa. A good portion. I took a picture of
bone or no
I
bone.
I took a picture of it
portion.
Next to a penny.
What did she just say?
I took a picture of the
I
wing
said
portion.
Bone or no bone?
It was no bone. It was no bone. But I was like, man, that thing is huge. My friends aren't going to believe
like
it.
It's like a chunk of chicken.
So I pulled out my little flip phone. I took a picture of it next to a penny in the shower to show them how big it was.
But it was bigger than a booger. They could tell it wasn't.
Oh, yeah. It was a piece of chicken. It wasn't breaded
I'm
anymore.
I'm assuming all the spice was still up in the sinuses.
It was all gone. Yeah,
did you breathe well? Pretty well?
Oh, after that, it felt wonderful. I don't know that I ever breathed clearer in my life after that moment.
It's great. It's actually like a really positive story once you got past the initial shock of it all.
I know. That's why I told it.
Annie, are you okay with spicy food?
Yeah.
And finally.
It is so hot in here right now. My gosh. Come on, Steve. Get
Not as
go.
Hot as my nose was.
I don't want to know.
From Caribbean jerk. The breading was still up there.
Oh.
You have any more?
No, I do. One more story. Woman hangs by her hair for 25 minutes to
Whoa.
Break world record.
What a dum-dum. Why?
She should have had a safety pop.
A professional circus performer who specializes in hair hanging broke a Guinness World Record when she was suspended by her bun for 25 minutes and 11.3 seconds.
Was she just hanging?
Yeah. It was like, there's a video online if you want to go watch it.
I do.
There's like a hook through her bun and she's hanging from a tree and she's just kind of hanging out there. It looks horrible. I'm actually having a hard time thinking about it. Ian, are you okay with circuses?
I wouldn't want to go to one.
I've been to one.
I feel like
I have. Have you been to one? Have you ever been to a circus?
No. I've been to Storybook Circus.
I've been to the one in St. Louis that comes through. I can't remember the name of it. every now and then. And it, I was surprised by how few animals are in them anymore.
Well, there's like, that's a whole thing.
I know. It's all people doing stuff, like acting like animals and stuff. I'm like, that's not cool.
That's all I have.
Thanks, Ryan, for doing that segment for me. I appreciate it.
I got probably another whole segment on circuses if you want.
Uh-huh. Yep. When we come back. Woo! Almost done. YouTube live chat poll. Have you ever fallen asleep on the job? Yes or no? This one's close. Come vote. Tell us what you think. Tell us your story, too, if you have ever fallen asleep. Ripper said, I nodded off a couple times for a second or two as a young man. Never full-blown sleep. Like, you know, shake it off, take some deep breaths kind of thing. I think that while we watch congressmen and women falling asleep on the job, that's a little less acceptable. But I bet a lot more people, everybody who's judging it, I'm just curious how many of us have actually done it ourselves. Weigh in on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. We'll be right back. Don't you know? Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Man, I think it's really hot outside. I know it's warm in here, but it's, I don't know if we officially did tip into the 90s today. That was a possibility.
Yesterday, Dave Murray said it was supposed to get up to possibly 93 and could touch 94, which would be a record. I don't know if we got there, though.
Are you excited about warm weather?
No, I don't like it at all. I really wish it would stay in the maxing out at the upper 60s.
You need to move north.
Yeah, I guess I do.
That's never going to happen.
Or just stay here in the winter, you know, because we, in the winter, it's colder.
What?
Well, the summer here, it gets warmer. I don't know if you're aware. And so I could just sort of do seasonal travel.
I feel like I shouldn't be, but I'm really confused.
You should be, because it is the most basic fact that you learn when you're probably one, the seasons of the earth. And I was just repeating
them. It's not really the seasons that I am confused about. It's just really more your application of them to this conversation.
Yeah.
That I am a little not following the path of.
Well, I would just go north in the summer and then go south in the winter.
Yeah.
And kind of stay in that 60s zone.
Yeah.
That's the plan. I got to get rich, though.
What are you doing here?
I don't know.
What are you doing here? Are you planning on doing a lot of travel this summer season?
Yes.
Flying?
We're going to Colonial Williamsburg at the end of this month.
And what are you going to do there?
We're going to check
reenactments?
Out Colonial Williamsburg. And
is it your whole fam?
Try corner hats and stuff. Probably try some on. Yeah, it's my whole family. And we're all going to see the history of the country.
How often do you go with the whole family on a trip?
At least once a year, we all take a family. Everybody takes one.
So you're flying?
Actually, we're flying into North Carolina where my cousin lives. And then we're driving the whole eastern seaboard. So we're kind of flying and driving. It's both.
Are you flying home?
Yeah.
So you're flying. You're flying to your destination.
It's a very short flight.
And then
your
trip is going to be a
It's a driving trip after we fly there.
What about you, Brad? Are you flying anywhere?
Yeah, I'm flying to D.C. in June.
That's cool. Six airplane etiquette rules you might be breaking, according to flight attendants. The Southwest Airlines change in all their member perks and all that stuff has got everybody up in a crazy uproar or whatever. I'll be going to Hawaii at the end of this month, so that will be the first time I've ever had to fly a connecting flight with my family. Mm. I've done it before on my own. Always try to avoid it, but there are no nonstop to Honolulu flights from St. Louis, not at least from Southwest. So here are some airplane etiquette rules that you need to follow. It says, do make eye contact and lose the headphones during service. So when they're coming by on the airplane and they're offering you snacks and drinks, or if you're on a flight that's long enough to take other kinds of orders, how do you handle that? Do you wave them off if you're not interested in it? Do you give them your full attention?
I think I give them my full attention every time. And it's not because I'm trying to be nice. I just feel obligated to because they're there. So, yeah, I end up telling them no. I say something, unless I'm asleep, which I haven't been on that many long flights to even have that happen.
Yeah, I think it's important to give them your full attention, but you can give your full attention for the sum total of like 7 seconds and then get back to doing whatever it is you're doing. What about you, Brad?
I always give them my full attention. I don't know. If somebody asks me a question, I like to look at them, so I make eye contact. Yes, no, thank you.
All right.
I'll have this.
Here's the next one. Don't recline without warning. or rage when someone else does. First question, is it okay at any time to recline your seat?
Yeah, if it's there, that's why it's there. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. And it reclines so little. I just don't even know why you have it.
On a flight like a Southwest Airlines, though, there's not a ton of extra room there. If somebody is 6 feet or taller, that leg room is going to be very precious. And if somebody reclines, it could affect their ability to fly in their own space. Now, it's not your fault that the 6 foot tall plus person sat behind you and you want to recline because you're on a 4 hour flight. Are you reclining?
I want to make sure I'm not missing something. Does it actually affect the leg room of the person behind you, or
sure,
just their face space? Because no, it doesn't actually shift back, right? It just leans back like a quarter inch.
No, it could go in your knees.
Mm-hmm. Man, maybe I'm doing this wrong. I need to try this out. You can really you can recline your seat that far? How did I miss this?
I'm not sure. I'm talking about if you have a tall person behind you and they've got long legs, and you recline, you could absolutely be reclining into someone's legs.
Mm, I didn't know that. Well, I don't really do it anyway because I don't see the benefit in it. So it's kind of moot for me.
So you're not reclining. You're
not
a recliner.
Not really.
Brad?
Yeah, I'm not a recliner either.
Is it bother you if someone in front of you reclines?
No. It bothers me that it's an option because it's so stupid that it goes burp. You're like, wow, you really... Now you can go to sleep, buddy.
Vicky says, no, recline isn't that far. It doesn't hit their legs. I was on a Southwest flight here recently, and I was sitting next to somebody who was probably 6'2", and the person reclined right into their knees, and I watched it happen. So I think it's an exception to the rule of how many people are going to be affected by it, and it would certainly depend on the plane and the way the plane is structured and how much you're being packed in there. I've never flown Frontier or Spirit. Is that pretty tight?
Spirit is, Frontier, I think, is just it feels pretty normal. Spirit is, it feels like, oh yeah, these seats are not even that comfortable. You're really going low end, but they're newer. The planes are typically newer. So I think in that sense, Spirit's kind of nice.
Joe says decline the recline, and Scooter says reclining is rude. I think it's not cool to recline your seat and move into somebody else's space, but the reclining is there. So I do think that it's like you can't really spend, I'm not going to spend a 2 hour or a 4 hour flight just being mad that the other person in front of me is taking up 4 inches of space. And then, you know, if the person in front of you reclines, you can recline and you could just make it so everybody in that column is mad. I don't know. But it said this Southern Living article says, don't recline without warning. It says reclining your seat is technically your right, but how you do it matters. The biggest etiquette mistake I see is reclining without informing the person behind you.
That's even more awkward.
Or being mad at the person in front for reclining. Seats recline. That's what they're designed to do. I can't imagine being like, I'm going to recline now, and then doing it. I would be like, shut up, lady. Just do it.
It's not yelling out, here I come.
And then slowly you move 4 inches.
Or you do it fast and go, here comes the boom.
If someone was going to say that to me and announce it, but not like an ask, I don't need to know that. I disagree with the...
Start making the truck backing up beeps.
Beep, beep. You can only get like through 1.5 beep. Beeps.
Oh, I'm done.
Don't dally in the aisle. During boarding, the biggest courtesy you can extend is to keep the line moving. Passengers stopping to unpack or reorganize their bag in the aisle hold up everyone behind them. This is where it's helpful for people if you're trying to load your stuff into the bin at the top. If there are men around that can help lift things up, and make, because sometimes you're trying to hustle in and you're trying to get everything settled, and it can be difficult to lift those bags up overhead. That's where I think gentlemanly men should step in and offer help. Don't take their bag from them, but offer help to put it up there.
Here,
but
I can get that.
Get it done.
I'm like Pete Alonso.
Big strong guy.
Big strong guy.
Do mind your impact on other people's senses. Planes are tight quarters, and respecting others' personal space goes a long way. This is where I feel like you could be an offender, an unwitting offender. Case calls out common offenses like loud speakerphone calls during boarding, playing videos without headphones, or eating super smelly food.
The food thing I might do. The other
that's you. No, you wouldn't do the other thing. But like tuna sandwiches or something.
Does that smell bad? See, that's, I don't even know this stuff.
No fish. No fish products.
What if they're offering fish on the flight?
They're not.
It's a long flight, and they're like, "You want some tilapia, or you want some orange roughy?"
I don't know if I don't know if they offer fish, but I can't imagine they would if it's fishy smell, because fish does not smell
good.
That's
just on them because they're offering it. It's just like the recliner.
I don't know that they are offering it. I don't know that they aren't. One time when I was in high school, I started to paint my nails on a flight, and that I was told I had to stop.
And by the
flight attendant.
Really?
Yeah. But I mean, it's when they told me like the scent is too strong, I was like, oh, that makes sense.
But what if you're just 15? Wearing really strong cologne or perfume?
Don't do that either. Don't do that either. I don't know what they tell you to do about it. Like, do they have to go like sniff people out like a dog trying to find out who
it
is?
It's real easy to find the people wearing the right stuff because it has pheromones.
I don't like the way you said that. Do you gauge receptiveness before engaging seatmates in conversation, Ryan? When we flew to Florida, this dude sits down and starts talking to the person next to him. Is like giving them my home address. I was like, Ryan, shut up.
I halfway remember that. It was really early.
I remember that.
I'm like, what is he doing?
I don't. What
mix
was,
it.
What, how did it happen?
I think she was three drinks in.
Yeah.
And she was talking to you.
It was
you
like
just started
5
spilling your guts. And you were talking about like where I live.
Well, maybe she wanted to know.
I didn't want anybody to know. Especially when you're leaving St. Louis, like the amount of people who are on that plane who might like be aware of us or who we are. Like, I didn't need them to know my home.
I think I remember she said, is that Annie Fry right
No,
there?
She didn't say that.
And I said, yeah. Yeah.
No.
You know her from the radio?
No.
And she said, yeah. And I said, don't say her address?
Don't say something on the air that I don't want you to say. No, that's not how this happens. When it's with Ryan, he'll be like, do you know who we are?
That is not true.
That's
that
Annie
exactly
Fry from the radio.
What it was.
You don't know who Annie Fry is?
I'm just
Let me tell
up you.
Annie Fry, she's on the show, but the biggest part of the Annie Fry show is me. I'm Ryan Wiggins. You probably already know that.
If that were to happen, that is the way that would happen.
It is exactly
but it
how it
happen.
Did happen.
Yeah. That does not
she
happen.
She was there talking about her daughter. Like, oh, yeah, we're on a show trip.
Oh, yeah,
with
we're
our
on a radio show. Check it out. Come by our house. We'll
Last
show you.
One is deplane civilly. I'm going to tell you what, folks. When the plane stops, I'm always trying to sit in the front of the plane as much as possible. But when the plane stops, I'm standing up because I'm tired of standing or of sitting. I'm not trying to race anybody out. I'm not going to scoop anybody on getting out. But I stand up in my area, in my space, just to make sure that I can stretch my legs a little bit. But that drives people crazy, too.
Plus, you got to hunch over if you're on the window seat.
Ethan, you want to hit us with the results of today's YouTube poll?
231 votes on the YouTube live chat poll. Have you ever fallen asleep on the job? Pretty close today. 56% say yes.
Yeah, wow. Yes wins.
44% say no.
Yeah. Debbie Dingell for the win. Sorta. Thanks for falling asleep at work, Debbie, so we can make it our poll today. Stick around. The Mark Reardon Show is coming up next. The Annie Fry Show podcast at anniefryshow.com/podcast or, of course, on the Odyssey app. Don't go away.